From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. It isn't just Puerto Rico that has suffered enormous damage from Hurricane Maria, but the United States Virgin Islands as well. The group of small islands located 40 miles east of Puerto Rico consists of St. Croix, St. John, St. Thomas, and a number of smaller surrounding islands. The mostly Afro-Caribbean population of the U.S. Virgin Islands has been hard hit. According to the Miami Herald, quote, power has been restored to less than a third of St. Thomas residents, to 16% of St. Croix residents, and to hardly anyone on St. John. Many schools are still too damaged to reopen. Others were destroyed or are still in use as shelters, end of quote. Because congressional representation of the U.S. Virgin Islands is only in the form of a single elected delegate with limited voting capabilities, the territories are often marginalized when it comes to federal assistance. We go now to the U.S. Virgin Islands to speak with Jerry Yandell. He is the executive editor of the Virgin Islands Daily News. Welcome to the program, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Sonali. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. So I just gave a brief outline of how devastated the islands have been and how little has been rebuilt so far. Can you give us an update on where just the electrical grid situation is on the islands?
Well, actually, it's far less than a third on St. Thomas that has power restored. But on a brighter note, they're expecting to energize Cruz Bay, which is one of the two cities on St. John. St. John got hit the worst by Irma. That took a direct hit from the center, from the eye. And St. Thomas was crushed by the eye. St. Croix actually did not get much from Hurricane Irma, but 12 days later, Hurricane Maria came by and hit St. Croix directly, and St. Thomas again, and St. John.
Now, what sort of federal assistance has there been? I mean, we've heard about FEMA being on Puerto Rico, and we know that the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands went to Puerto Rico to meet with President Trump. And has there been enough or any federal assistance on the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Yeah, FEMA came pretty quickly. And for several weeks, they were handing out MREs and cases of water and tarps for all the people whose roofs were compromised by the storms. They actually, last week, they ended that distribution program in expectation of doing disaster food stamps. But that was pushed back a couple of weeks, and it left a lot of people in a situation where they're going to have to try to get food without having refrigerators for a couple of weeks. But FEMA's here. There's about almost 500 FEMA people in the territory.
Now, what was the state of the economy before the hurricanes hit? I imagine that tourism is a big part of the island's economy. But were the islands struggling?
Yes, we were, actually. We were at the edge of the abyss with one foot over the edge. Just like Puerto Rico. We were headed there. Yeah, tourism is huge, but the governor announced a few weeks back that he was expecting to open the territory for business, meaning tourism, by the end of October. And as it turns out, we have a cruise ship coming here, Adventure of the Seas, is docking on November 10th, and there are 25 port calls on St. Thomas for the rest of November. And St. Croix, which generally gets about 30 or 40 cruise calls for the entire season, already has 90 scheduled for this year.
So it's possible that some of those tourist aspects of the economy might bounce back?
We're certainly hoping so. I mean, because a lot of people, that's their livelihood and how they make their living. The people that live here, we've been furiously trying to reclaim the beaches. I've done a couple of weekends beach cleanups, one at Megan's Bay, which is our signature beach. And it was devastated, as you can imagine. And there was a 60-foot sailboat up on the beach, and all of the trees are taken down. But looking at it now, it looks pretty cleared up. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to get the beaches ready for visitors.
What about homes? I mean, are there, I'm imagining that there is probably a lot of devastation just of residential areas. And, it's one thing to clear a beach, it's another thing to rebuild a house.
Yeah, absolutely. I would estimate that 50 to 70% of the homes here on St. Thomas were compromised in some way, and in many cases they were like totally demolished. I live high up on the mountain, and when I go out on my deck, I used to look down at lush greenery and could see the sea. Now there's no more greenery, and I can see all the houses below me, and some of them look like literally a fist came out of the sky and smashed it to the ground. It's similar on St. Croix, from what I understand, and I've seen photos from St. John. We've been over there a couple of times reporting, and St. John really is devastated.
What about health care and education? I mentioned schools are still, many of them, not open. What about access to health care and people who need sort of regular medication? Are they surviving?
Yeah, the access to medication, we really don't have any problem getting any kind of goods in here. Initially, during the curfews, it was hard to get them distributed once they got in the territory. But we don't have lines any longer to get into the drugstore or to get into the grocery store or the gas station. At the same time, we have a hospital on St. Croix and a hospital here on St. Thomas, and the one on St. Croix has already been condemned. The one over here on St. Thomas is not operable, and the military has set up a field hospital on the grounds. They initially, the Navy was here and the Marines were here, and they were evacuating the patients out of Schneider Hospital, which is the one here on St. Thomas. They've done the same over on St. Croix after it got hit by Maria. So, really, the only thing that's open as far as the hospital is the emergency room. And they're saying that it's going to be almost need to be totally reconstructed, but at least it's not condemned like the one on St. Croix.
Is aid getting to the U.S. Virgin Islands? We talked about federal assistance, but it seems as though the U.S. Virgin Islands are a forgotten aspect of the hurricane victims here on the U.S. mainland. We're hearing some about Puerto Rico and very little about the U.S. Virgin Islands. Are you getting aid from donors on the mainland? Is it getting to people?
Yes, we are actually. The Daily News, we started a fund called the Daily News Community Fund, and it's to help people to give directly to people if, like micro grants, mini grants, if they need to buy a new washing machine. A lot of people are donating and reaching out. A lot of people are coming down here, charity organizations to help. There's a local charity called My Brother's Workshop, and they're working with the Salvation Army and one of the churches here. And they feed about 1,000 people a day. They feed them lunch. So the aid is getting here, but we definitely are getting overshadowed. Once Maria hit Puerto Rico, the first thing everyone down here said, "Well, there we go." And there's actually a promotion going on right now during the World Series by T-Mobile, which is not it doesn't service the territory here. And in their announcements, they're donating money for each home run. And they say that it's for Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. So that's kind of the story of the Virgin Islands.
Now, Jerry, are you finding that the lack of representation in Congress, you have one delegate, an elected delegate, who gets to participate in committees but not on floor votes, does that hamper the ability of the Virgin Islands to get the attention of the federal government when disasters like this happen?
Well, it certainly would appear so. I mean, as you mentioned in the intro, the president came down, somebody came down to Puerto Rico, and our governor had to fly over to Vieques to meet with him aboard a Navy ship.
And at that time, of course, Donald Trump said he met with the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands rather than the
Which is
governor.
now what we call him. Yeah, that's now what we call the governor. He is now the president. But at the same time, the following week, Vice President Mike Pence came down here and was on the ground in St. Croix and went out and talked to people. Steny Hoyer is down here now with Stacey Plaskett. Stacey is our delegate to Congress, and they're touring around St. Croix. They have a press conference this afternoon. So Although Stacy doesn't have a vote in the House, she certainly is up there letting people know about us and that we need to not be forgotten in all of this as well. And it seems to be working. She met with, we're going to have a story in tomorrow's paper about this. She met with someone at the U.S. Postal Service about fixing up our mail because we've been unable to get mail, and that's really affecting the economy down here. Anyone that takes receivables in through the mail. And now instead of all our mail being routed through Puerto Rico, it's going to be coming direct from Miami down to here, which we hope will free up mail and businesses out.
And so how have local authorities been responsive or not? You mentioned, Stacey, that the delegate, the congressional delegate, Governor Kenneth Mapp, and local authorities, are they doing a good enough job? Do residents of the islands feel like their local officials are up to the task to help them recover from this devastation?
Well, no, not really. But I mean, some of that can be blamed on the frustration and the stress of going through this recovery because, you know, the storm was one thing, but this incremental, slow day-to-day recovery it's grinding is what it is. And of course, there's complaints about the government's not doing this and that. There are things that they could be doing better, I think, such as you know, Maria dumped about 12 inches of rain on St. Thomas over the period of 12 hours. And the effect of that running down the mountain was devastating to the roads and creating potholes. And, you know, I would hope that they would be out there patching them. They seem to do some of them. But at the same time, none of the traffic lights really work here or on St. Croix. And during his briefings, the governor would always call the police commissioner up to give a report, and the police commissioner would say, we're focusing now instead on rescuing, on traffic control. But to be honest, you'd be hard-pressed to find an officer in any intersection directing traffic. It just doesn't happen. So we're being told some stuff, but the reality seems to be a little bit different in some cases.
So finally, Jerry, what do you want for people to do here on the U.S. mainland? Obviously, you mentioned the fund, and I'll ask you to give out details about that, that your newspaper set up. But also, what about pressing our elected officials who do have, you know, voting power in Congress to remember the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Well, I mean, that seems to be happening. The president signed one of the aid bills yesterday. It was only after a day or two of it coming out of Congress. There's a big one coming down.
This is a $3.6 billion aid bill, but that's meant for all the devastated areas, right?
Right. And what Stacey Plaskett is trying to do is to make sure that the Virgin Islands is noted throughout and in there and not kept out of getting any of the aid. But there's a bigger one coming up. Governor Mapp has asked for $5.5 billion just for the Virgin Islands to rebuild and recover. We expect that to go through Congress at the end of November. So the aid part is happening. What I would like to see, because there's a long history of this in the territory, is having some federal oversight over that aid money and some accountability to make sure that that money gets to the people that need it. So many times here, our federal monies just disappear and they don't go to where they're supposed to go. And in this case, we really need some help.
Well, Jerry, I know your phone is dying. We really appreciate you taking the time out to do this interview. Give out the website for the Virgin Islands Daily News.
Okay. The our fund is administered along with three or four other funds for hurricane recovery under the umbrella of organization, the Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands. If you go to cfvi.net and then look for the hurricane funds, the Daily News one is up there as well as some others.
We'll post a link to that from our site later today. Thank you so much, Jerry.
I appreciate it, Sonali, and also I appreciate you keeping the light shined on us.
Well, we'll continue to try to do that. Thank you so much. Jerry Yandell is the executive editor of the Virgin Islands Daily News. We've been discussing the hurricane devastation on the islands. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.